train, cocaine, chips, pain, on chain, off train, go! Streaming slabs, push the ground, make they really wanna build a node.
Well, if this week didn't want to make you build a node, I don't know what the fuck it's gonna take, bowlers. What a week.
Seriously.
What a week. I thinned out the headlines, and I've still got a goddamn mess on my hands. Let's start with what everybody knows. Samurai wallet founders arrested and charged with money laundering, unlicensed money transmitting offenses by the motherfucking U.S. Department of Justice.
The kings of money laundering.
How you doing? It's been a while since I went to a website that I had frequented on and off, and I saw the goddamn this website has been seized image. It's been a minute since I've seen that. I'm trying to think even of the last time. I think it might have been like the Lulzsec days or, I don't know. Mt. Gox, I think, had that go down at one point. Definitely Silk Road, but those are both before the Lulzsec time, I think. Goddamn, I don't know. That timeline is blurry. But like, maybe you heard it. Since the Obama era, you know, it's been a while. So... I'm sure that this logo or this website has been seized action happens from time to time, but just not on like websites that I happen to have visited in the past and then pull up again and go, oh shit, not this fucking thing. Not this fucking thing. This domain has been seized in accordance with a seizure warrant issued pursuant to 18 U.S.C. Section 981, 18 U.S.C. Section 982, and 21 U.S.C. Section 853 for your bitch ass. Issued, by the way, by who other than the same motherfucking suspects every time, the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York. Bend over and spread those cheeks, because SDNY is coming in.
Of course.
Oh, my good God in heaven, man. JD and Crib just hit the bowl with 33-33. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
Out of Podverse, he says, fuck the state, hash free samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. I do have an update today from this, but we'll start at the very beginning. Federal prosecutors charged Keon Rodriguez and William Lonergan Hill. Apologies for pronunciation fumbles, but founders of Samurai Wallet charged them with conspiracy to commit money laundering, which is a made up fake ass crime, by the way.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
And conspiracy to do it, like they just thought about it.
Yeah. Samurai.io, the web servers and the domain have been seized, and a seizure warrant for Samurai's mobile application was served on the Google Play Store. Fuck! Yeah, hi. It's really funny, all of the reactions. I thought the delicious part was the reactions. The reactions... to me are always the most delicious. I'm having one. I'm having a reaction right now tonight. A lot of the reactions were puzzling in one way or another to me. There were a lot of reactions that were like, wow, holy shit, what the fuck? How can they do this? Right? Like, as though these same people haven't been posting for years about what the whole point is, right? Why do we run a node? Why do we... do a trustless, permissionless thing? Why do we not ask permission in the first place? What does an inevitable government attack look like? So once it's showtime, like what is the big shock, right? Have you been reading your own timelines this whole time? I don't get why everyone's surprised about this. Now it sucks and we're fucking pissed off because it's horseshit, but the surprise, not really. This has always been a matter of time. And we've been bringing you stories on the shit stain lately about Samurai rolling out some decentralized plans to be able to have a hands off of their mixer and say, yo, we don't even run this shit anymore, which you got to wonder. Could it be a little piece of the Sora band related features that were being put into Whirlpool? Makes you wonder about the timing for sure. What else? We've got... according to a press release, the duo developed, marketed, and operated the mixer, Samurai, which facilitated more than $100 million in money laundering transactions from illegal dark web markets, according to, yes, a press release, that's right, from justice.gov. So, you know, that's probably just fucking 100% true, without a doubt. As alleged, Rodriguez and Hill are responsible for developing, marketing, and operating Samurai, a cryptocurrency mixing service that executed over $2 billion in unlawful transactions. You can't do that. You can't send code over the internet. You don't have freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of movement. You don't have any freedom. Not when you run your fucking shit through the United States. No, sir. You're our bitch now. In unlawful transactions and served as a haven for criminals to engage in large-scale money laundering. Hey, that's our gig, says the DOJ.
Right.
You can't do that shit. That's our fucking gig. You're stepping on our territory, man. We do the money laundering around here, fool. Fucking cunts. Rodriguez and Hill allegedly knowingly facilitated the laundering of over $100 million of criminal proceeds from the Silk Road, Hydra Market, and a host of other computer hacking and fraud campaigns. Never happened with a U.S. dollar, I can tell you that. Together with our law enforcement partners, we will continue to relentlessly pursue and dismantle criminal organizations that use cryptocurrency to hide illicit conduct, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said. Well, what an outstanding guy. Give that fucker a raise. IRS CI Special Agent in Charge Thomas Fattoruso, that's just what I'm reading on the screen, Fattoruso said $2 billion in transaction with an unlicensed money transmitter means $2 billion flowed without any oversight from whomever to wherever. We don't know who it's going to and from. Oh, no, we can't track it. We can't spy. It's fucking insane. It's fucking insane where we are, people.
Yeah.
They are mad because people are able to send money back and forth, and there's no fucking trace of what happened and where it went, right? Where the fuck is the default of privacy? Where's my right to privacy? Nah, not for you, man.
Mm-mm.
I mean, people just have all of this shit built into their head as an inevitability because it's been going on so long. You know, the third iteration of the Federal Reserve, Federal Bank has been around since 1917. It predates all of our fucking great-grandparents. So it's just the way things are. It's just the way things are that there is an income tax, that it is a heinous infringement on our rights to privacy and to pursue happiness, right? It is a heinous attack that we even have to tell anybody shit about where our money comes from every fucking year, let alone have a third of it carved out to send to Ukraine to blow people up, to send to wars we don't fucking give a shit about, to kill people in other countries. We're so fucking lost. We're so fucking lost. And if this isn't a signal that the threat is real and it's not a bunch of bullshit and these fucking soulless pricks are beside themselves worried, well, I don't know what show you're watching, man. I don't know what show you're watching. It's all here. It's like, you know, I haven't been sitting here for fucking 3 years telling you to run a note and do this shit and that, like, things are coming down the pike. We're going to have a, I'm not going to go into this article all the way, but there is a how-to for migrating Samurai Wallet, implications for Whirlpool users if you happen to be caught up in all of that, how to get out. We'll have some links in the show notes for that. Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah, freedom.tech has a nice little Samurai to Sparrow guide. By the way, Sparrow Wallet immediately pushed out a version 1.9 in response. Remove Whirlpool client and Soroban-related features. I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, those services were hitting these servers that are now seized and no longer accessible. Yeah, sharks in the water and the fish got to swim away, man. What the fuck you think happens? FBI issues warning against using no KYC cryptocurrency money transmitting services in a move against what's deemed the best practices in Bitcoin security. Okay. The FBI, in their infinite wisdom, issued a warning to Americans against using cryptocurrency services that are not registered as money services businesses, MSBs. You gotta register. Do not perform or do not work with any services that do not perform KYC surveillance on their users. Public servants announcement. Alert number. Oh, God. They've got a fucking alert number on it. I-042524-PSA. Date, April 25, 2024. FBI is such a fucking joke, dude. Alert on cryptocurrency, money, services, businesses. The FBI warns against using cryptocurrency money transmitting services that are not registered as money services businesses. According to the United States federal law, do not adhere to anti-money laundering requirements. The FBI has recently conducted law enforcement operations against cryptocurrency services, which were not licensed in accordance with federal law. People who use unlicensed cryptocurrency money transmitting services may encounter financial disruptions during law enforcement actions, especially if their cryptocurrency is intermingled with funds obtained through illegal means, said the FBI. They actually said it much nastier, but I'm trying to tone it down a little bit for you guys.
So I guess crypto is money now, huh?
Oh, you know, when it's convenient. It's not money when it's, like, convenient, but then it is money when it's, like, convenient. It's just fucked, right?
Yeah.
I could just go full Fallout tomorrow and trade exclusively in bottle caps, and the IRS would be wanting 33% of them.
Exactly, yeah. They'll come for your bottle caps.
They'll be like, it reminds me of that fucking comic where this guy's like, oh, no, I only trade in bottle caps now. And the IRS goes, you can't do that, silly. Those aren't worth anything. And he's like, good. And then the IRS agent's like, give me those fucking bottle caps.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't handle it. They can't handle it without their fucking mafia cut. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's abhorrent. It's plain wrong, people. It's not that hard to figure out. It's plain wrong.
Well, but, you know, if you're not doing anything illegal, then you got nothing to shut the fuck up. Okay?
That was another reaction that really had me bamboozled. The,
oh, come on, everybody, let's calm down. Let's just calm down, everybody. It's really overreacting.
Dude, there's not anything you could type into a motherfucking keyboard, okay, and post on a goddamn internet site that would be an overreaction to this shit. There's nothing. You can't type anything out that's an overreaction, okay? First of all, it's keys on a screen. Second of all, this is all the way fucked. This is all the way offensive. This is all the way an invasion. This is a challenge on your personal autonomy, and you let it happen because it's always been this way, plus we need roads, man. Fuck off with that shit. Fuck off with the calm down shit. That's the shit that gets me suspicious. When people are like, well, you know, it's not that bad. Calm down. We need to just calm down. People are overreacting here. We need to pull back. Get wrecked, man. You're the biggest part of the problem. That's the dangerous voices out there. The dangerous voices are the fuckers that try to cool you off from fighting for your rights. What little you fucking have left, friend. Don't fucking listen to these dipshits, dude. Calm down. Go back to sleep. Well, it's also, all good. You'll be fine. You're not doing anything illegal, right? Yeah, we're all illegal.
Exactly.
If we don't take the dick every day, then yeah, you're doing something illegal. They want you to take the dick every day. You don't want to? Boom, you're illegal, bitch. Yeah, nothing to worry about. Come with us.
Yeah, our government right now works on the standard of show us a man and we'll show you a crime.
Yes.
You know, they'll just make one up on the spot because they want more money. More of their fucking fiat fun coupons, too.
Here's tips to protect yourself from our wonderful FBI who just wants to keep us safe. We know their fucking track record. I don't need to bring it up. Before using a money transmitting service, check whether it is registered as an MSB with the U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN. The lovely fuckers down at FinCEN. They provide a website where anyone can check whether a company is registered. Here's a link. However, the inclusion of a business on the MSB registrant search webpage is not a recommendation, certificate of legitimacy, or endorsement of the business by any government agency. So, like, if they're not on there, definitely don't. But if they're on there, they could still be bad guys, you know? They could still, it's not like, it's not a list of people who have nothing to worry about.
Cripes.
It's not a list of people who have nothing to worry about. Tip two to protect yourself. If you're still standing, I'm going to give it to you. Beware of financial services that do not ask for KYC information, including name, date of birth, address, and ID before allowing you to send or receive money or cryptocurrency. Understand that just because an app can be found in an app store does not necessarily mean it is a legal service and is complying with federal requirements. Okay. Yeah. Real revelations here. Avoid using services that advertise themselves for illegal purposes. Okay, I'm not, I'm kind of missing where this comes in with these particular services in question. Be cautious when using cryptocurrency services known to be used by criminals to launder their funds. I would also avoid banks that are known to be used by criminals to launder their funds, such as HSBC or just fucking name them. Bank of America.
Bank of America. All of the banks.
U.S. Bank. Wells Fargo. Goldman Sachs. You fucking hypocritical pieces of shit. This is it, people. This is it, people. This is the beginning. If you think this is just like the one-off whack a fucking stack, mm-mm, and then we're just going to not hear anything else for the rest of the year, I think that you're fucking insane. That's my think. That's my think on it. I hope these sons of bitches fight like hell. And I hope we can get some precedent against this madness. This madness. This unacceptable madness. But if we don't get that, I'm going to fucking overreact, man. I'm going to be pissed. And I'm going to say I'm pissed. What the fuck else can we do? We're just little dumbass slaves. It's not like we have a lot of recourse. Hello. I get that. I'm not totally lost on that. But you can run a node. You can run a node. I remember a time where everybody was downloading music all the time. And when I say everybody, I mean every motherfucking person at my school. And they grabbed a couple of people and they smashed them to make some examples of them. Just regular fucks. And that didn't really do anything at all. But then Apple came out with their 99 cents a song thing. And most people were like, yeah, well, we can do that. That's easy. That's a one-click install. And they started doing that. And the thing kind of went away and people stopped getting so mad. But the Napster things and the Maxter things and the LimeWire shits and then everything that came after that, no, and torrenting, no, that went away. It's been around this whole time. Been around this whole time. They you can't just fucking stop the people. And that's the beauty of freedom tech, right? Like, all you can do is whack-a-mole. All you can do is whack-a-mole. And may God have mercy if you're the mole that gets whacked. But, you know, we the people are the overwhelming force. They're just a few assholes in some offices scattered around the globe, right? And they have to do these strongman, strong-handed tactics and then blast it all over the media. This is how they fucking keep us in line. Hello. Hi. Yeah. But it turns out you were born and it's too late for them. You are an autonomous human. You can do whatever you want because you are free and you have personal responsibility for the consequences of your actions. So that's the yin and yang of the situation. And you can't go around saying, well, you know, if you're not doing anything illegal, huh, you find me anybody walking around not doing something illegal. They'll figure it out. They'll figure out what you're doing illegal. You're doing something illegal right now.
Yep.
Now you don't know what it is yet, but they'll just fucking indict you and figure it out later. They've always got something. They'll figure it out. Phoenix wallet to stop serving U.S. customers on May 3rd. That's coming up next week. Phoenix wallet users in the U.S. are encouraged to close their channels and empty their wallets prior to May 3rd, 2024. Is my note a Phoenix wallet? Huh. No, I don't think so.
That's okay, this cool. Friday.
Cool. I can disregard this one. Let's close that tab. ZK Snacks CoinJoin coordinator is now blocking U.S. residents and citizens. Good luck, land of the free, home of the brave, in mixing your coins, because I don't want to get fucked for you. Says literally every other country in the world. I don't blame them. I don't fucking blame them. That's your own problem, America, you fucking bastards. That's what they're saying, looking at us. This is something we got to figure out on our own, people. Americans. Because there's no fucking place to retreat to, by the way. People were worrying and hand-wringing in the chat this past week. KC Bitcoiners chat. Like, what's your bug-out country of choice? Heaven.
Yep.
Heaven is my bug out country. Where are you going to fucking go? If you can't make a stand here, where are you going to fucking go? Where are you going to go? You're fucked. You're fucked. And you're already pretty fucked here, too, by the way.
Yep.
Land of the free. Here we go. Here's where we're at right now. This is the reality of the situation. It's not great. It's not great. Oh, what else do we got? I got to get through these. I can't get snagged because you can tell I'm about to lose it. I'm about to lose it.
About to.
DOJ challenges Tornado Cash developers' motion to dismiss criminal indictment. You remember Tornado Cash? They were really the canary. Uh-huh. They were really the canary, but nobody gave a shit because they were on a shitcoin or whatever. You know? Whatever. No one cared about that back then. But they're still fighting their thing. 111-page filing on Friday, the DOJ disputed the defense's characterization of Tornado Cash, saying it was announced in 2019 as a mixer and the overall service includes a website, user interface, a combination of smart contracts, and a network of relayers. Indictment clearly alleges that Tornado Cash Service was a commercial enterprise carried on a for-profit or for financial gain. Sick. So they fucked it up, and that's why Reddit fucked up. And that the defendant himself prohibited from the operation through his control with others of key components of the integrated Tornado Cash Service, according to just part of this 111-page filing you could beat a man to death with. Oh, yeah. Again, laundering money. That's something they do. You are not allowed to do that. You are not allowed to do that. They are allowed to break the law. You are not allowed to do that. They are allowed to maintain their privacy. You are not allowed to do that. They are allowed to bank with no fucking interest and print all the money. You are not allowed to do that. You are the slave, dumbass. Now go get your fucking McCheese and shut the fuck up about it. Be happy. Smile. Calm down, man. You're overreacting.
Take a pill.
Yeah. Calm down. Oh, my good God. And the hits just keep coming. Roger Ver. This is today, people. This is today. Roger Ver charged with mail fraud, tax evasion, and filing false tax returns. Early Bitcoin investor Roger Ver was apprehended in Spain over the weekend. Spain? They picked him up in Spain? The DOJ picked him up in Spain? What's the DOJ doing in Spain? Yeah. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. He was apprehended in Spain over the weekend, and U.S. authorities will seek his extradition.
Yeah, so what's your bug out country?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, let them know in the chat what your bug out country is, just so they know where to send the fucking helicopter. Give me a break,
send.
Dog.
They've already got their helicopter stationed.
Mm-hmm. The indictment claims that by June 2017, Ver's two U.S.-registered companies, Memory Dealers and Agile Star, owned approximately 70,000 Bitcoin. In November 2017, Ver allegedly sold tens of thousands of them on cryptocurrency exchanges for approximately $240 million in cash. Should have hung on to those, Roger. Should have hung on to those, man. Even though Ver was not then a U.S. citizen. Yes, that's right. I said it. Even though Ver was not then a U.S. citizen, he was still legally required to report to the IRS and pay tax on certain distributions, such as dividends from Memory Dealers and Agile Star,
because it
which were U.S. corporations.
Wow.
Ver allegedly concealed from his accountant that he had received and sold Memory Dealers and Agile Star's bitcoins that year. As a result, Ver's 2017 individual tax income return did not report any gain or pay any tax related to the distribution of Memory Dealers and Agile Star's bitcoins to him. They want their fucking protection money. Good God in heaven. In total, Ver is alleged to have caused a loss to the IRS of at least $48 million.
Think of all my roads we could have built. With the $48 million, we could have given it to Zelensky.
That's so fucked.
He's fucking...
It's not a loss. You didn't have the money to begin with. It wasn't really yours.
I don't even know where to fucking begin with all this shit, man. I'm just like... This is so abhorrent to me, and every single molecule of my body is boiling with rage.
Yeah, and I think you're right about the reactions. It's been pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
People's willingness to give up their freedom.
You know, just go to Coinbase, and if you're not doing anything illegal, like, who cares, right? Like, what do you have to worry about? You're not a criminal, right? What do you have to worry about? Holy puke. What do you have to worry about? Holy fucking puke. The entire future of our society is maybe where we would start. I don't know. If we're thinking even non-selfishly, then maybe that's where we'd start. That's what I'm worried about. Samurai Wallet. So here's today's update. Well, yesterday. This came in on the wire yesterday. Samurai Wallet co-founder Keon Rodriguez pleads not guilty, released on $1 million bond. Will remain on house arrest in Pennsylvania until his trial. Pled not guilty on two criminal charges tied to creating and marketing the privacy-focused Bitcoin wallet and CoinJoin tools in a Manhattan courtroom on Monday. He was initially arrested at approximately 6 a.m. in his home in Harmony, Pennsylvania on April 24th. Pennsylvania judge subsequently released him on a $25,000 bond and ordered him to appear before a magistrate judge in the Southern District of New York on Monday morning. Today, the judge agreed to release Rodriguez on a $1 million bond, accepting the conditions outlined in a bail package that both federal prosecutors and Rodriguez's lawyers had agreed upon. Other than traveling to and from court proceedings, he will remain at home and will be monitored by location tracking technology. Yeah, get him a goat to slap that wristband on, man. Jesus. But again, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? There's only one ball. There's only one ball, dude. Earth, man. Earth, they fucking own it. And you're on it. So what the fuck are you going to do? Where are you going to bug out? Don't be a fucking silly Billy. Where are you going to bug out? Where are you going to run and hide, little rat? Where are you going to run and hide, little cockroach? Where are you going to run and hide and pretend it doesn't affect you? You know? If you can fucking afford to, it must be fucking nice. That's all I got to say about running and hiding like a little bitch. Rodriguez's next hearing will be in Manhattan on May 14th, 2 p.m. in front of District Judge Richard Berman, who I'm sure is just a reasonable man, a great guy in general.
I saw a boost come in about him.
Oh, yes. We've had some boosts. We've had some boosts. Bully Steed hit us with 3333 out of Fountain. She says, sheet stain boost, same judge on Samurai did Epstein case. Oh, you don't say. Things that make you go home, says Bully Steed.
Yep.
With a bowling emoji. Well, thank you, Bully. Thank you for the cliff notes. I appreciate that.
It's hard to ever be optimistic.
It's really tough, man. It's really tough when it's this bleak, and when it's this bleak and the inner circle of people who have a chance of maybe understanding and seeing it are like,
well, you know, I think that these guys might have been doing something illegal, and like, you know, we're overreacting as a community. We should really rein it in.
No. No, I think you should go fuck yourself. I think we're pulling all of your cards. You've lost your credibility. No, get wrecked. Fuck you. Mute you.
Yep.
Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out. You contribute nothing to the conversation. Your words are no inspiration. And yeah, you should be ridiculed for saying ignorant shit like that. It is a big fucking deal. Okay? It does matter. It is important. You know, personal autonomy does matter. We were born free. God created us free. God did not create us to be some slaves of some fucking assholes over there, somewhere, that we don't get to know, that we don't get to see, that we don't get to be. We just get our soul and our fucking wealth siphoned off generation after generation from these fucking legions! And you want me to calm down, you piece of shit? Fuck you! That's all. I didn't want to end on a bleak note this week. So I'm glad that Sir Rev Cybertrucker sent me a great story, which did come across my desk a little while back, but I got lost in the sauce. You might be able to sense that. Solo Bitcoin miner wins the 3.125 Bitcoin lottery.
Hell yeah.
Solving a valid block on his own, we're talking about. On his own. Good job, dude. That is like the astronomical lottery. The solo miner netted around $200,000 in rewards. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. I believe he was given 3.125 Bitcoin. So there's an inaccuracy in this story. but other than that...
An inaccuracy reported by journalists? I'm shocked.
I know it's hard to believe, people, but he actually did not receive U.S. dollars for the solve of the block. He was given a Coinbase reward of 3.125 Bitcoin, which is far more valuable than this piece of shit stack of paper that they're comparing it to. A single Bitcoin miner has defied the odds by solving a Bitcoin block alone, netting them the full 3.125 Bitcoin block reward. Beautiful. Congratulations to the miner, and they just throw a hash up. Goddamn. What a soldier. What an absolute fucking dude.
Living the dream.
There's only 282 solo blocks solved at solocpool.org of all time. Out of, we just, what, hit 840,000 blocks at the halving. So how about that?
That's wild.
How about that? Congratulations, man. That's cool to see. Like, people can still pull that off and do that. So rare it has only occurred 282 times out of the 841,300 blocks at press time. So yeah, that's cool. That's a good news, good feel-good story to end on. Excuse me while I go have a heart attack.
We now conclude our scheduled broadcasts for today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to be with us again tomorrow. Good night.